This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Just to put a bow on the John Mechie topic and usage of John Mechie, big thanks to Reggie Atatula, In the Loop, 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, he and John Lopez and Figgy Fig. He just texted me, Mechie only got a few snaps down the stretch against Buffalo, but he played 25 snaps against New England. And if Robert Woods is out again, that's what I would expect. That's kind of what I was saying, 15, 20, 25, somewhere in there. Mechie's going to get on the field in this game if Robert Woods is out, you know, because I think he's definitely above Steven Sims in the wide receiver pecking order, John Mechie. So there you go. The power rankings of the big time talking heads around TV, they like the Texans, man. The big names love the Texans right now. Here was Stephen A. Smith yesterday, did his Power Five. And here's where he's got the Texans.
The top five teams in the NFL through week six. Number five on the list. Give it to me right now. Bam! The Houston Texans. See CJ Stroud? See Joe Mixon running that football last week? Even though Nico is gone, you got Stephon Diggs, you got Tank Dell, you got Dalton Schultz. Let me tell you something right now. The Houston Texans ain't going away. And by the way, Miko Ryan's got them boys playing some defense right now. Got to look at the Texans. Only got one loss on the season. Got to give respect where respect is due. They're a top five team.
Stephen A is a genius, and here's why. He may genuinely feel that the Texans are a top five team, and I think there's certainly an argument that they're a top five team. They've got one of the five best records in all of football. One of Stephen A's hottest takes or perceived hottest takes of last week was that the Texans are going to be just fine without Nico Collins.
He was the
big national guy waving that bin. And that was something you and I don't think we were minimizing Nico Collins, but I know that I said last week that they're built to withstand this with Nico. But he was saying they're going to be just fine. So you hear him talking about the Texans right there, and who's he bringing up? Diggs and Mixon and all the guys he brought up last week when he had to defend his Nico Collins take. So, good job, Stephen A. This is why you make what you make, Stephen A. Good job.
Now the one thing about his take the week before about them being just fine without Nico Collins, he was just assuming. I think he misread the graphic. He assumed that it was supposed to be a 4-week injury, when in fact it was because he said, "Look at the graphic; it says 4 weeks." And it was the 4 week. He's out for at least four weeks because of the IR. That's the big question. I do think that the addition of Joe Mixon for last week's game, going into the Patriots game, if I had to choose between healthy Joe Nixon or healthy Joe Mixon or healthy Nico Collins, I would have said, yeah, give me healthy Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
Because then they can be a more balanced and complete
you
offense.
You did say that many times.
I think Nico Collins is having a better year than Joe Mixon would be having if he was healthy, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But it's just that the offense had no balance whatsoever. They were so decrepit in the run game, and then you add the penalties on top of that, and they just weren't explosive enough of an offense. So, yeah, for the next couple of weeks, as long as Joe Mixon's healthy, I think they're a more balanced offense. And then if you can add Nico Collins onto that, that's when it gets really exciting.
Yep, for sure. By the way, Stephen A's top five, Texans five, Baltimore four, Detroit three, Minnesota 2, Kansas City 1. The Texans have either played or will play all four of the teams in front of them there. So if you got any, if you have any debate, or if you've got any sort of angst over Stephen A. not showing more respect to your Texans, just know they're going to play Baltimore, they're going to play Detroit, they got smoked by Minnesota, and they're going to play Kansas City. That's a little scary.
It's worked out
actually
really well for the. We're making the job easy for the playoff committee, for the college football playoff committee. Yep. They're going to be able to. They can kind of just, you know, shuffle us around where we are right now.
Lots
and
of
then
head
at
to
some
head.
Point, then yep. you'll have the decision will be made for you.
Yep.
Yes.
Here's Colin Cowherd. He does the herd hierarchy. So where does he have the Houston Texans?
Number six.
If Joe Mixon plays, I think the Texans are a handful. Their only loss came on the road to the Vikings. They had a stinker. Everybody gets a stinker. Everybody but the Chiefs gives you a stinker. Joe Mixon changes C.J. Stroud. Nico Collins out. They got to get him back. The defense with D'Amico Ryans is excellent. I think this team could get to the AFC Championship. I don't think they're quite mature enough with big game experience to beat a Kansas City. But if I was Kansas City, I wouldn't want to play them. I think this team's really good. Texans 6.
All right, so there you go. Texans 6.
Are they not mature enough with big game experience? I don't buy that in football as much as I do with other things.
But, really?
I feel like they have enough guys on the team that have big time playoff experience that I don't worry about them that being an issue.
I do think that's probably a reason. I mean, maybe it's a question for Nick Caserio down the road, and we may have even talked about this with him at times surrounding the last couple drafts. I have to believe that one of the reasons he drafts guys from all these schools that are perennially in the playoff hunt or in the actual playoff every year is they're not intimidated by going into big-time environment. Like, I don't think the reason they lost to the Ravens last year was because the moment was too big. I think they lost to the Ravens because they weren't good enough at defending the run in the second half of the football game, you know?
Yeah, and they only had one real viable wide receiver on the field, too, and that the interior offensive line was just a disaster and a mess.
Yeah.
Only one of those things may not have been rectified yet.
We'll
but
see.
I don't worry about that. Like, are they going to shy in the moment or anything? I mean, CJ right now already has. It took Lamar Jackson several years before he had a playoff game like CJ's first playoff game.
Correct.
I don't think that CJ is one bit of a concern when it comes to that stuff. And then you look at, all right, well, Tank, you know, Stephon Diggs, plenty of playoff experience on defense. They've got plenty of veteran guys, so that I'm not worried about that actually at all. My biggest concern about them in the playoffs is, all right, can they have a solid rushing attack?
No,
can they run the football when they need to run the football?
Yep, absolutely.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where does Cowherd have the Texans' opponent this week in the Green Bay Packers?
Number 7.
I may have the Packers too low again this week. Lead the NFL in turnover differential. Jordan Love's missed two games. He's second in the league in touchdown passes. I love this kid. Had my questions early. He's humming. Dobbs, Christian Watson. They got three tight ends I like. Five different players have multiple touchdown receptions. Nobody else in the NFL is saying that. And they lead the NFL with 54 what they call big plays. So again this week, I have them probably a spot too low, but they're a young team and can be a tad inconsistent half to half, but I have them at 7.
Yeah, I'm worried about the depth of all the weapons with Green Bay.
And their ability to dial up big plays.
Yeah.
Like Colin there was pointing out, the number of big plays they have, explosive plays, is what D'Amico brought up in the press conference yesterday. Was that's the scary thing about this offense is that they're able to get big explosive plays on you. And the Texans at times, through mostly mental errors more so than physical, have shown a propensity to allow big plays.
Mm-hmm.
And this is getting everything cleaned up offensively and defensively. It's paramount this week. These last 2 weeks, it was important that the Texans cleaned some things up, and they did. They did last week on the penalty side of things. They finally had a pretty clean sheet penalty-wise.
Yep.
Defensively, it's these young guys and the backups that are going to be playing good, consistent, mentally sound football more than any. I don't worry about the physical matchups on a down by down basis. I worry about a safety being out of position.
Yeah.
Or I worry about somebody jumping a route when they're not supposed to be jumping a route.
What a weird period of football for this team when they had the 12, 11, and 12 penalties over 3 weeks. That was just for D'Amico Ryan's coach team. You know what I mean? Like, it was just what a weird 3 weeks that was.
It's less weird when you realize that, oh, okay, if it weren't for the offensive line specifically, they would have just been like an average NFL team.
Yeah.
But the offensive line, and notably Laremy Tunsil, who I believe still does lead the NFL in penalties. I'll double check that.
He's like the Nico Collins receiving yards of penalties. Like, Nico's missed a game and a half, and guess who's still leading the league in receiving yards?
Yeah.
Nico Collins. Like, Laremy hasn't had a penalty, and he hasn't in 2 weeks. And he's got to still be leading the league. He had 11.
No, he had two penalties 2 weeks ago.
Were the two holdings against Buffalo 2 weeks ago, or were they against Jackson? I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I may be off on that. He was clean last week, at least. Yeah.
There's a good chance that you're the correct one.
I don't know, man.
Very good chance.
I'm not totally sure on that. No, because you may be right, because he left the Buffalo game with the ankle injury.
And then he came back. And it was holding everything in sight.
Yeah, so he was hanging on
for dear life without his bum ankle.
I was thinking of the pre-snap penalties, but you're right. He had the two holding penalties. He was clean last week against New England. So he's got, but he's definitely.
Let's see. Laremy Tunsil still leads the NFL in penalties
by how
with
much?
11. 11 penalties.
Who's next?
Tarion Arnold from Detroit. He's at eight.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's a
Juwan Taylor at seven. Juwan Taylor is usually one of the league leaders. Laremy and the Juwan Taylor kind of battle each other for O-line penalty
supremacy.
Count every year.
Yeah. Penalty supremacy. Hey, today is a huge 2-year anniversary, a landmark 2-year anniversary for the Houston Texans. What did things look like on October 17th, 2022? And what do they look like now?
Laremy Tunsil has 7 false starts.
Yeah.
The third leading penalty getter overall has 7 total penalties.
Yeah.
Laremy would say if you only count his false starts, he would still be tied for second in total overall
He's
penalties.
He's doing historic things, no doubt.
Yeah, good for you.
Big 2-year anniversary for the Texans. We'll tell you what it is coming up next.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.